Population Genetics and Speciation. Section 3. Speciation. All of the beetles in Figure 11 belong to the same species, but each looks different. Identifying species or telling species apart is often difficult. Part of the difficulty lies in the very definition of species. Defining species. Since the days of Darwin, scientists have understood that species are not permanent, stable things. And thanks to Mendel, scientists have learned that genetics underlie the variation and change in species. With this knowledge, they have reconsidered the very definition of species. Today, scientists may use more than one definition for species. The definition used depends on the organisms and field of science being studied. Increasingly, scientists want to do more than name and describe things. They want to know how things are related. As you have learned, a species is generally defined as a group of natural populations that can interbreed. This definition is based on the biological species concept, which adds the requirement that the interbreeding produce healthy, fertile offspring. Applying this concept, any populations that do not share future offspring could be considered separate species. However, the biological species concept cannot be applied to all organisms. It does not apply to those that reproduce asexually or that are known only from fossils. And any form of reproduction may be difficult to confirm. So, species may instead be defined based on their physical features, their ecological roles, and their genetic relatedness. Forming new species. Each population of a single species lives in a different place. In each place, natural selection acts on the population and tends to result in offspring that are better adapted to the environment. If the environments differ, the adaptations may differ. The accumulation of differences between populations is called divergence and can lead to the formation of new species. Recall that speciation is the process of forming new species by evolution from pre-existing species. Speciation rarely occurs overnight. It usually occurs in stages, over generations. Speciation has occurred when the net effects of evolutionary forces result in a population that has unique features and is reproductively isolated. Reproductive isolation. Recall that the biological species concept defines species as interbreeding groups. Thus, if two groups stop interbreeding, they take a step toward speciation. Reproductive isolation is a state in which two populations can no longer interbreed to produce future offspring. From this point on, the groups may be subject to different forces, so they will tend to diverge over time. Through divergence over time, populations of the same species may differ enough to be considered subspecies. Subspecies are simply populations that have taken a step toward speciation by diverging in some detectable way. This definition is imprecise because reproductive isolation is only apparent after the passage of time. Mechanisms of isolation. Divergence and speciation can happen in many ways. Any of the following mechanisms may contribute to the reproductive isolation of populations. Geography. A physical barrier, such as the one shown in Figure 12, may arise between populations. Such a barrier could prevent interbreeding. Over time, if the populations diverge enough, they will probably not interbreed, even if the barrier is removed. Ecological niche. Recall that the niche of a species is the role that the species has in its environment, including all of its interactions with other species. Divergence can occur when populations use different niches. The divergence of multiple lineages into many new species in a specific area and time is called adaptive radiation. Mating behavior and timing. Many species that sexually reproduce have specific behaviors for attracting mates, such as a pattern of sounds or actions. Some undergo mating at specific times or in response to environmental events. If two populations develop differences in these behaviors, they may no longer attract each other for mating. This mechanism seems to be responsible for the species divergence shown in Figure 13. Polyploidy. Recall that a polyploid organism has received a duplicate set of chromosomes by accident. A polyploid individual may be reproductively isolated because it cannot pair gametes with others from the original population. However, it may reproduce by vegetative growth, self-fertilize, or find a polyploid mate. In these cases, a new species can arise rapidly. Polyploidy has been observed in many plant species. Hybridization. In some cases, two closely related species may come back into contact with each other and attempt to mate. The offspring of such a mating are called hybrids. In cases in which the two parent species are sufficiently diverged from each other, their offspring may be sterile. For example, a mule is a sterile hybrid of a horse and a donkey. Another possibility is that hybrid offspring may not be well adapted to the environment of either parent. Finally, if the parents have many genetic differences, the offspring may not develop successfully. However, there are also many cases in which hybridization leads to new and successful species. Extinction, the end of species. Extinction occurs when a species fails to produce any more descendants. The animal in Figure 14 is extinct. Extinction, like speciation, can be detected only after it is complete, and extinction is as much a part of evolution as speciation is. Scientists estimate that more than 99% of all of the species that have ever lived on Earth have become extinct. The species that exist at any time are the net result of both speciation and extinction. If you think of speciation as a branching of a family tree, then extinction is like the loss of one of the branches. As you will learn, many cases of extinction are the result of environmental change. Almost all of the dinosaurs died off because of some combination of meteor impacts, volcanism, and climate change on Earth millions of years ago. Any time that an environment changes, species that were once well adapted may become poorly adapted. If the environment changes more rapidly than new adaptations arise within a species, the species may be driven to extinction. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of this section by reading the summary. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.